John S. Doyle has the newspapers for us.
The happy faces of Irish actors Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal are seen on many front pages. The Maynooth Man and Killarney Woman have both been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for their roles in the film Hamnet, in which he plays William Shakespeare and she plays the bard's wife, Agnes. Buckley is seen as a front runner for the award for Best Performance by an Actress, says Joanna Crawley in the Irish Daily Mail. She stands a great chance of winning, says Paul Whittington in the Irish Independent. The awards ceremony takes place in mid-January. The firebomb attack on a house in Edenderry last Saturday, which killed four-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grand-aunt Mary Holt, is again the lead story for the Irish Sun, the Irish Daily Star, the Irish Daily Mirror and the Independent. In the Sun, John Hand reports that the frantic granny of Tadhg Farrell was witnessed outside the blazing property, screaming, "The child is in the house." Writing in the Star, Paul Healy reports that Gardaí believe they have identified those who ordered and carried out the attack. He says that a notorious criminal is suspected to have orchestrated it after his associate was attacked by another prisoner in a jail row the day before. The Independent says that associates of a drug gang being investigated over the firebomb attack are suspected of carrying out more than a dozen firebombings on residential homes and vehicles. That report is by Robin Schiller. The papers quote the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, as saying the criminals responsible for the deaths of Tadhg Farrell and Mary Holt will be pursued relentlessly by Gardaí. Elsewhere, the Irish Times reports the extraordinary news that only the top 20% of earners can afford to rent an apartment built in Ireland in 2025. And just the top 40% of earners can afford to buy one. That's according to an analysis by the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. The Mail reports fears of an exodus from the country's most crowded hospital, University Hospital Limerick, to the private healthcare system. The paper says that what it describes as several well-placed health sources told the Mail that a number of highly qualified medics have resigned from their roles at UHL in recent weeks. It is understood, says the paper, that some of those, as well as others who have left since September, are now working at the new Bon Secours private hospital in Limerick. The Irish Examiner leads with news that the government is to inject €300 million into defence equipment and infrastructure next year, amid increasing concerns about defence capabilities following the visit here of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. At least €15 million will be spent on anti-drone technology, the paper says. Gardaí are investigating reports that an Irish naval ship spotted up to five drones operating near the flight path of President Zelensky's plane last Monday. This country is inexorably headed for a lengthy and divisive debate about our long-standing neutrality, says the Examiner in an editorial. On the subject of Ukraine and related matters, the Independent's editorial considers the publication by the United States last week of its new national security strategy. The document asserts that it is US policy to weaken democratically elected liberal European governments, the paper says. Analysts also argue that it seeks to undermine the European Union. The tone of the document was sufficiently alarming, the Independent says, for Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk to post the message, "Dear American friends, Europe is your closest ally, not your problem." The Times devotes a page to the work of Martin Parr, the great photographer who died at the weekend. All the pictures are in black and white, and one is a remarkable shot of pilgrims on the 45-degree slope of Croagh Patrick. Fintan O'Toole writes about his collaboration on a book with Parr, an Englishman who lived in Leitrim between 1980 and 1982, where his wife was a speech therapist. Watching him at work was an education in the nature of artistic genius, says O'Toole. The book, A Fair Day, was published in 1984.